IV Talking Podcast. I am Yair D. Roman.
And I'm Ashley Richards.
And we are your hosts of IV Talking, the IV Podcast.
Yes.
So, welcome to our first episode called...
IV on the Air.
Because we are pilots, because this is the pilot episode.
Oh my goodness!
So we're on the air! Okay. So yeah, welcome to IV Talking. It's going to be... we are so excited.
Yes.
To, if you can hear my dogs... Just ignore, know they ignore. Are excited
they're,
too.
Yeah.
They're very excited. just know that we are so excited to be doing this. Mm-hmm. And if you ask us about what is CAST, which is one of the questions we have going on, this is CAST.
This is our CAST project.
Yeah. So
it's been the works since November.
So yeah, and now it's January 12th and we're finally filming.
Yes.
So here we are. Oh, we are so excited. We got a few things planned for you guys.
Yeah.
So our first segment we're going to dive into really soon is going to be IB for Us.
Yeah.
And then what will we be doing there, Ashley?
We're going to talk about basically our jump from junior year to senior year and how that's been for us and kind of just a little bit like before, like our sophomore year.
Yeah.
And also, yeah.
From there, we are going to do... our segment, which we hope it's returning and we can like get it to come back throughout episodes, and it's gonna be IB ranking. Today we're gonna be ranking IB Lit junior year books.
Mm-hmm. So excited about that one.
Yeah, and we have very differentiating views,
different opinions.
So it's gonna be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And then from there, we are gonna answer the questions that we actually asked you guys.
Yeah, so last night, we actually asked you guys to leave some IB-related questions in our on Instagram, and you guys delivered, so we'll be answering some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that may be something we also bring back.
Yeah,
so
hopefully. Yeah,
if
yeah.
you don't yet, you should definitely go on Instagram and follow the IB Talking Podcast.
Yes, it's literally just at IB Talking on Instagram. Oh, IB Talking Pod. Instagram.
All right, so let's dive into our first segment.
Yeah.
IB for Us. Da da da.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, I guess you want to start.
Sure.
Let's go from sophomore year because I think it's a pretty big jump. I mean, especially for you.
For me,
from sophomore year to junior year.
Because I didn't take pre-IB, so I kind of just like I raw dogged it this one. The jump was definitely a little bit drastic, but not as drastic as the jump from junior year to senior year, I feel.
Yeah.
Because, like, although, yes, the workload was, you know, different from my sophomore year to junior year, but the workload this year has just been, like,
astronomical.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, coming from the ACE program, I mean, you kind of get, like, kind of, like, the same class environments and structure when it comes to, like, you study, like, the year you learn, and then you get a test at the end of the class. So that wasn't something that was new to me.
Mm-hmm.
What was new to me was kind of, was a whole different culture that you get when you're in the IB program, especially since you're in the same classes with the same people. And for me, I see that as a good thing because I mean, everyone gets along, thankfully.
Yeah.
And you just get to build bonds and relationships with the same people and really have, go through the same experience with them. And I think that's something that's pretty big that you know.
That's a big component.
Yeah, that you're not alone, you know?
Yeah, because everyone's doing it too.
Yeah, and I think that's something that goes from junior year to senior year because we all had that big shock moment going from junior year to senior year because it's a pretty big jump.
It is. Definitely is. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's, I think, anything else you want to touch about?
Just like knowing that balance, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just
for me,
balance.
I think the curious thing about me and like the big jump, it was that I guess I didn't really realize there was much of a difference. Because when you're going from
from
junior year to senior year.
Okay.
Because when you go from junior year to senior year, you don't expect things to change that much, right? And this year had some changes, like this, like the curriculum.
IB as like a whole.
Yeah, IB as a whole had some pretty big changes.
Yeah.
But also like. Like, I don't know, I guess for me, my junior year mentality, I was like, this is going to be kind of like the same.
Yeah.
It's just the second year of it.
Yeah.
But And that's how it was until like September when I was like, when I realized that this is very different. And it was because I realized I didn't have time to do the things I used to be able to do before.
Yeah.
And that's not only the IB program, because like Ashley and I are both very involved in extracurriculars and the theater department and all that stuff. So we do a lot of the portion of our day does go to that.
Yeah.
But I think it was that loss of like time to like just
our own like personal things.
Yeah.
Like our own like personal hobbies and whatnot.
Because I don't know about you, but like at night, I kind of reserve like 30 minutes before I go to sleep to watch YouTube or to watch something.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I realized I didn't have those 30 minutes anymore.
Yeah, me too. I would used to paint a lot, especially my sophomore year, and I just haven't really like, you know, gotten to do that, especially this year.
I've
not been able to paint. But also like the thing is, it's so crazy is that people would tell us like, oh, like your senior year is much harder. And I just like, I knew it, but like I didn't like
believe
it at first.
It was like, because he tells us IB's gonna be hard, blah blah.
Yeah.
And then you get to junior year and you think it's manageable.
This is the worst. Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And so then when they tell you that senior year is a lot worse, these are the same people that told you that IB's hard before. You're like, it's not gonna be.
Yeah.
But it actually is. So all our juniors and sophomores who are going to IB and listening out, just beware. That's the big thing.
Just brace yourself.
Just mentally brace yourself. Prepare. Don't get too comfortable where you're at.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a hard, like a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you're going to a program that's always changing, especially in our school. And also, you're going to a challenging program. So don't be upset when you do get challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be discouraged by it. I think that's the best way I can put it. Don't be discouraged by it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. That's pretty much it.
I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, going into, what about the change from first semester senior year to second semester senior year?
Well, we're kind of like in the beginning stages of our first, like we just finished our first week of our second semester. Last semester for me at least was very difficult, especially because IB, we had like this big change with our math classes, which I don't know if I should go into detail with, not really. Just like we used to have two IB math classes. Now we only have one, which is like a harder one.
Yeah.
And that's been very difficult for me and other IB students as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm just hoping for a really good semester this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think we might go into it because I saw a few of the questions were about this, about balancing stuff. I just took a step back coming into the second semester and like I'm prioritizing myself a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I think that's something IB students need to do because I think sometimes we get too carried away with like either our extracurriculars extracurriculars or like whatever we got going on for schoolwork or like even focusing on just one specific class.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we lose ourselves. And I think a big part of the IB program is having that kind of sense of personality and individuality embodied into your assignments.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I learned from like going from semester one to into this semester two. It's just taking a step back and just, you know, just having that like trying to bring myself back into it instead of just being lock-in mode, fully educational and not doing anything for like not having myself in the program, I think.
For me, it would definitely be like use up all the benefits that you could possibly like take, you know, like with your teachers and other IB students. Like if you know you are struggling with like a certain like, you know, class, like definitely go to tutoring and use those resources. Like they're definitely like out there to help you.
Yeah.
And it would just make your time just easier, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
And I wish I would have done that more. That.
You wish you'd start...
Like started doing that junior year.
All right, we are going to move on to our next segment, but before we do that, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes. And we're back.
Okay. But yeah, now I hope we gave you guys a good idea of what our experiences were like.
Yeah.
It was
it's been a little bit like a mix.
Yeah, it's mixed emotions, mixed stuff.
Yeah. Ups and downs.
Yeah, but that's everything.
Yeah.
That's everything.
Life.
All right. Now we're going to go to the coolest segment. Well, yes. I think actually my favorite segment from this
Mine
episode.
Too. And I hope this is like a reoccurring thing.
Yeah. All right. So 3, 2, 1. Or should I say 1, 2, 3? Top 3 IB ranking. Da da ba ba da. IB ranking. Copyrighted. All right. So now we are going to be ranking the books we read in IB Lit junior year. Mm-hmm. So that was with Dr. B.
Yes.
Dr. Bresciano. Mm-hmm. And some of these we read with her while she was Miss B.
Yeah. We were the OGs.
We were the OGs.
But to you juniors, it's...
And sophomores who think you know her best. Mm-hmm. You don't.
You don't.
You don't. All right.
Clocked.
So how this is going to work, we are going to go off. And I screwed this one. I screwed this up once. So I want to make sure we do it right this time. we're going to go off the order in which we read them. And then we're going to say our ranking. And our rankings are going to appear somewhere around us if you're watching.
Yeah.
If you're listening, try to keep up. Okay. All right.
All right.
So the first book we read, this is a summer assignment book. It was How to Read Literature Like a Professor.
I totally read that book. I loved it. It was such a great book.
I definitely read most of it too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it did its purpose, at least for me.
Yeah.
Because it got you into like the IB Lit mentality where you needed to be like analyzing the books as you're reading them. And that's what it made you think about. And I feel like it did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it taught you how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what was your ranking of How to Read Literature Like a Professor?
A 9.
That's the lowest.
And there's just other great books on this list.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. For me, I actually put it at a 7. Okay. And when we get to the books that are lower in the 8 and 9 spots, okay, I'll explain further. I'd say I enjoyed How to Read Literature Like a Professor a bit more than the 2 books that are, follow under it, just because it made sense.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Next book we read was The Crucible.
Crucible. I also read that one.
Someone did their homework, their summer homework assignments for junior year, if you ask me.
Yep.
Someone did them.
I definitely did.
What'd you rank it?
An 8.
Right above.
Yeah.
For me, The Crucible, I actually wrote my HL on it. I rated it number 5. It was kind of like smack down in the middle. It was okay. It's a good read, but there are books that I feel are... That we read were that better. Were better.
Yeah.
But I actually did enjoy The Crucible a lot. I wouldn't have written my HL on it.
From what I read about The Crucible, it seems very interesting. And
yeah,
I would definitely like to see, the movie.
Yeah.
Once there's a movie about it.
Once you get into the lore of it and, you go into, Salem Witch Trials and, start learning about it and seeing, wow, these were actually, real people that lived in real time.
Yeah.
It gets a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
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 All right. After that, we read the graphic memoir, Persepolis.
My personal fave. That was number 1 for me.
Really?
Yeah. Great book. I loved it. It was awesome.
For me, it was also a great book, but it was number 2.
Whatever. I think I'm just a simple girl. It had the combination of drawings and words.
It being a graphic novel.
It was just easy to read.
All right. Next up, we have Frankenstein.
I love Frankenstein too. That was my number 3.
I could never put Frankenstein that high up. I put Frankenstein as my number 9.
Wow.
My least favorite.
Yeah.
It sucked. I think Frankenstein was actually the worst book I've read my entire life. I could not get through a page without contemplating my life so much.
Okay.
I think Mary Shelley, I feel she just had a lot to say, you know?
I guess. Would you say she had more to say than Jane Austen? Not Jane Austen. What's her name? Virginia Woolf.
Woolf. No, I feel like I hated both of them.
I hated Virginia Woolf. Oh my god. Oh boy.
But why so high for you?
I don't know. I really liked the story. It was just it was fun to read along and kind of, because it was a diary at the same time almost.
Yeah. It was a lot of things. Good was not one of them.
Oh, okay. We ignore him, his negativity, but no, I don't really know. There's just like no words to describe how much I love the book. Okay. It was just really good.
No one said ever.
Okay. It was just really good. I really enjoyed it. Like I loved reading it. It was a fun read.
Okay. And here's what I think about...
And also something really funny, is while I was reading it, I was also listening to it, and David Dobrik was the...
He narrated?
Yes.
Who's narrated?
He narrated Frankenstein. So
I don't think I can imagine him being narrator of Frankenstein. So,
like, I was shocked.
Have you seen him now?
No.
He's like 2024 transformation.
He's like bad or good?
No, he's like jacked.
Really?
He's jacked, but it's like... creepy because
he had a picture of
he's like it's somewhere around here, but he's like smiling so hard when he like showing off, and it's like it's really off-putting. Like it made me like cringe like into body, like my bones went inside my body. It was very off-putting.
That's funny.
I'll show you a picture of it. Okay, it's on the screen right now.
Yes, currently.
Okay. All right, but yeah. Like I was saying before, it was, I think IB Junior Lit books for me, we had a good one and then we had a horrible one. We had a good one and we had a horrible one. The next one that came up, it was like one of the, like the good ones where like I had never heard of it, and it was like, wow, this thing is pretty good. And it was Clara and the Sun.
That was number four
for you?
On my list, yeah.
That was actually number four for me too.
Okay, twin.
Number four.
Hey.
I guess it's just a very number four book. I think it was good.
It wasn't like...
It wasn't...
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But I think number four is in like a good book territory.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it was a little bit... It got a little bit confusing at times with the whole vision things and stuff. But I think the idea was very intelligent.
Actually, took that back. He's actually my number two. Wait, what did I say was my number two then? I don't think I said anything for number two.
Frankenstein was number two.
No, Frankenstein was number three, which is accurate to this list. I took that back. It is actually my number two on this list. I forgot for that.
I guess it's not a very number four type of book. Someone really liked it here.
It was a great book. I thought it was like unique and something like there's definitely been, you know, like dystopian books before, but I feel like this one's a little bit different.
All right. After Clara and the Sun, we read, let me think. What was the next one we read? It was Beowulf. Mm-hmm. I think it was Beowulf.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Beowulf?
Let me check my list before I give the wrong answer. I put Beowulf as my number five. I enjoyed Beowulf. It was definitely like a difficult read, but like I think once we watched the movie, it kind of connected some of the dots together. That movie was very different from like the actual book, but
I don't know if Dr. V is going to show that again this year, because that movie was low-key kind of
Angelina Jolie was like the sexy monster. Yeah, like dripped in gold or something like that.
Yeah, she was. Beowulf is actually my number six, so not too far off. He's at five, I was at six.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one we read is The Memory Police.
Okay, I gave that one a four.
Memory Police was my number one. Bah, 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 bah. I think The Memory Police was the best book I've read. Like, well, in my USC application, it says it's my favorite book.
Oh, really?
I was trying to be different there. I didn't want to put, like, Harry Potter in the Order of Phoenix.
It's so
like,
different. So nonchalant.
Yeah, because I wanted them to think, wow, he's, like, cool.
I think, for me, Memory Police would have been more enjoyable if it was a movie, I feel. Because I also think, like, a lot of the aspects could be, like, better portrayed visually than,
I guess, you know. For me, when I always read, I always see it as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what actually, like, why Clara and the Sun was kind of, like, it made me, like, clear up some things.
Because
I would see, like, I explained it in class. So if you were in block four, IB Junior Lit last year, you would know what I'm talking about. But it was, like, when she saw the fragments, I would see it.
Oh, the boxes.
The boxes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I when I read, I always imagine things as movies.
Yeah.
All right. But Memory Police was my top one. Number one, love that book. After Memory Police, we read Devotions.
Devotions. Ugh.
Ugh.
Let me see. I think I probably ranked that like 7. Yeah. Devotions was 7 for me. I'm just not a poem.
I hate poems. And yeah. I don't think, what is it, Mary Oliver?
Yeah.
I don't think Mary Oliver did that, like, make me like them anymore.
I love her, though. She's a gay icon.
Yeah, she's cool and whatnot. But she just kept writing over the same themes over and over for, like, a 300-page
book. This one was, like, plant-based, right? Nature-based or something
like
that?
It was, like, everything-based. I don't know. She was, like...
Oh, it was, like, all of her books combined.
Yeah, it's... I ranked it number 8. Okay. Anyways, last book of the season, of the IB Junior Lit season, was The Martian Chronicles. What'd you rank it?
I think I gave that one, I don't know, let me see. A 6.
A 6?
Yeah, because the stories were like hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like some of them.
For me, it was actually number 3. I really enjoyed Martian Chronicles, and I was about to write my HLE on it, but I just had a better questions for the Crucible.
Yeah.
So sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right for the grade.
Yeah. So those are our rankings.
Yes.
Of the IB Junior Lit books.
Very differing.
Yeah.
Differing opinions.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is the end of our IB ranking. All right, and now to our semi-final segment of the show, we are going to be answering some of the IB questions that you guys left us in our Instagram. If you have not followed our Instagram, that is something you guys need to do. I do not know if I said that already today, like in this run.
I don't know, but if you should. Our Instagram is at the, or no, just IB Talking Podcast, or just pod.
IB Talking Pod.
Can I get an IB and ACE diploma? How hard would that be, and what would that entail?
Okay, so I actually, I got the ACE diploma, and I'm on track for getting the IB diploma. I would say that it's, I mean, it's complicated. I mean, taking advanced courses, it's, you know, by its, like, they are complicated and hard as is.
Yeah.
But it honestly comes down to scheduling, especially for the ACE diploma. For the ACE diploma, you have 3 years to pass 7 classes. And it just depends on what your schedule allows for that year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you work out with, you know, your person, Mr. Beckman, and they give you a good schedule and you're able to do that in the 3 years, you can. But I know there's people who wanted to get the ACE diploma and just weren't able because their schedule didn't allow. But for me, it did work out for me. And yeah, it's definitely doable. Just know you're going to be spending most of your sophomore and freshman year working on that. I spent more of my sophomore year. I took 5 ACE classes my sophomore year working on that. But yeah, I mean, I did that, and then IB, you can also get IB, but IB, like, the scoring is, I think it's a little bit, it's less flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that. Because with ACE, you can, as long as you get a letter grade and not ungraded, you pass the class, which counts towards the diploma.
Mm-hmm.
For IB, you actually need to get a good score on the test.
Yeah.
So you get good points, and those points add up to the 24 points that you need to get the IB diploma,
because
you need 9 SL and at least 12 HL points.
Right.
So yeah, so it's I think IB's a little bit more difficult when it comes to grading flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And ACE is, it's a little bit, you have a little bit more leniency in that. But yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, number one thing is comes down to scheduling. See if your schedule works out for you. And it's definitely doable. As of classes and, like, courses, I think ACE classes might be a little bit easier. And it's not because of the content, but because of the culture. in that you get in ACE classes. Because, like, in IB classes, you are grouped with people who are all getting the IB diploma, who are all here for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so there's a little bit more motivation and pressure in actually doing good and paying attention, mm-hmm. right? For the ACE classes, they G-Star, like, puts people who are not really interested in getting the ACE diploma in those classes as well.
Yeah.
So you don't have that motivation or that drive to learn. So definitely there's, like, I would say 25 or more than 25% of the class who doesn't really care about what they're learning and stuff. So they're not really making it any easier for you to really be, like, enthralled in the class and, like, actually want to, you know, succeed in the class and stuff. So I feel like culture-based, it might be a little bit, like, difficult for IB since there's a little bit more pressure than there is for ACE.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question for Ashley. If the IB program had an animal mascot, what would it be?
It would be a worm. Because my logic is, you know, apples or worms are in, like, apples, and, like, you know, apples are, like, associated with school.
Yeah.
Teachers, so a worm.
Bookworm.
A bookworm, yes, a bookworm. And did you ask, like, who it would be?
No, but that's the second part of the question.
Oh, I definitely have
part two. It's Ivy Ghost. That's Ivy Ghost. Second part of the question is, who do you think would, like, play that mascot?
Okay, so this year I would say there's multiple people. There's multiple people, but I would say
it's your
okay. I'll answer first. Probably Anna, or I could see Harley being down.
Harley being down for it, yeah. Definitely.
What about you? Is that your answer?
I was gonna say Anna. A worm. A worm or a bee, a bee, like a bumblebee,
like a cookie, like a smart cookie. You never heard that phrase? You never heard that phrase? Smart cookie.
Like a smart cookie.
Yeah, a cookie with glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. That just makes me think of that YouTube channel.
Cookie World C? That's exactly what my mind went to.
Yes.
Cookie World C. Oh my goodness.
Okay, apparently she's, like, changed, like, her content.
I know, she's like, an adult. Yeah.
Wow.
How do you balance your social, work, and school life?
Okay. Very good question. Mm-hmm. Very good question. I've never heard this question before in my life. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm thinking about what I'm going to say real hard. I think, okay. So this year, I'll see you next, guys. I got a summer job. Yeah, and it was a summer job, and then I started school thinking I was able to, like, keep everything the way it was, so I was able to, like, continue working, continue, like, doing my social stuff, which my social stuff is basically extracurricular, because all my friends are involved in my extracurricular, so I just, that's my social life. Sounds sad, but it is. and schoolwork, of course. I thought I was going to be able to keep everything, and I was going to be able to balance. Because I'm usually pretty good about balancing my stuff and keeping myself on track. And like we discussed before, the switch from junior year to senior year, it hit me hard. And first semester, last semester, it was a big shock. And for the first time in my life, I had to, like, take a step back and just have to, like, drop something. Mm-hmm. And so I asked to reduce my work hours. So I went from, like, working four times a day to one time, one day in the weekend. And that worked for me. And that's how I was able to balance, kind of, like, removing myself a little bit, seeing where I need to pay more attention to. And now moving into second semester, I kind of had to do the same thing because there's a lot of things going on. I have Minute of Silence. I have the large group that's going to States. I had to show Guys and Dolls, and then I had work, school, and Palm Beach Drama Works. Mm-hmm. And By that list, you can tell it's a pretty long list, and they're all pretty big commitments.
Yeah.
And I knew I was thinking, like, during summer, during winter break, I was like, I would think and I'd say, how the hell am I gonna be able to manage doing everything? And the big thing for me was like, I want to do everything right. I don't want to like half ass things.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to like remove myself and think about what was best for me. And like in the first semester, where it was removing myself, like lowering my hours at work. This time it was removing myself from my extracurricular. So I dropped Guys and Dolls, just so I can have a little bit more, so I can focus on other things that, that I care about just a little bit more.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I think balancing definitely comes to removing yourself from the things you're already attached to and committed to, and analyzing and seeing what's best for you and what works best for you.
Just don't overwork yourself.
Don't overwork yourself, because once you do,
know your limits.
You start to lose passion, and it's honestly pretty sad once you realize how far into
and
it you are.
And do like reflecting your work.
Yeah,
I think yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What are try to finish sentence.
I can read your mind.
What are the
easiest and hardest classes in IB?
How the hell did you know? Oh my gosh!
I think I was like, should I do like this year and last year, or just this year?
Do this year and last year.
Okay, so last year the hardest was probably philosophy, and the easiest was probably language. Not language. I mean, English. IB English. Lit.
Yeah. Definitely IB Lit. That's a big change we did not talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like the switch from junior year IB Lit to senior year.
There was
IB
like
Lit.
No work, I feel, with junior year.
Yeah, I feel like junior year was just, it felt more like a book club.
It did, but I liked it.
It was fun. It was nice.
Yeah.
And this year it's a lot more like, because Ms. Nedeker's preparing us for the oral and like our assessments. So last year we were just like grabbing like content so that we can work on our oral and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think the way the IB Lit classes are structured, I actually like them.
I love IB Lit. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
For this year, the hardest class is math, but that's just like its own own like situation. And then the easiest is TOK, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, now we get a free block.
Yeah. And even before, like the
games and stuff were so fun.
Yes. And the religion unit was really fun as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually love TOK this year.
Me too. And I wish it was a full year.
I wish it was a full
crazy
year.
Crazy to say, but I wish it was.
Crazy to say, yeah. Well, yeah. All right. We have a few more questions that we want to
answer real quick. Okay.
All right. Let's see. this one. Okay. Oh, this is a pretty good one for this for the podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you guys take the IB program?
For me, I remember it was my sophomore year. I was talking with one of my friends, Tanoa. We're just gonna kind of just like
she asked the question.
Huh?
She asked the question.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. but yeah, I remember just like talking with her and also talking with like some of my teachers, and they kind of were like, yeah, you should take it, like they're recommending it to me. And also it's just like it reflects really well on college as well, you know.
Yeah,
it's a really good way to kind of, you know, up your chances of getting to a good college.
For me, it was more of like continuing on, like taking the advanced courses, because I've been in advanced courses since I was in sixth grade. So it was just like the next step to it. And since my sister did it, I just like I followed in her tracks, and that was just kind of it for me.
Yeah.
All right. Next question: best IB moments. And these are the moments that made you think, this is why I did it. This makes it worth it.
I think we can both agree on this one.
Yeah. It's like we've never talked about this before.
Never.
three, two, okay. One. IB camping. Oh my gosh.
Peak time. IB camping was the best.
Yeah. It's honestly such... It's like...
A great like bonding.
A great bonding time too, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was just... It's amazing. My favorite IB moment was the scavenger hunt during IB camping. Mm-hmm. I know, which is very controversial because people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like hated it, but we were in the same team.
Yeah.
We were with, shout out Antoinette, DP24.
Yes.
And shout out Lauren, DP25.
Woop, woop.
Best DP year, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
and it was raining. It was muddy. It was like,
Someone touched poop.
Someone touched poop.
I think it was Antoinette.
Yeah. Someone touched poop. and it was just so much fun. And we message for you, Miss Nedeker.
Who won?
Because it's been almost a year, and we don't know who won.
I mean, I already know who it was.
And us. It was obviously us.
Yeah. But still, I would love to hear it from you.
Yeah. And also, you promised a prize.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Hmm. I want to know what the prize was.
Very interesting.
Okay. And we're back.
But you didn't know. We had some technical difficulties.
You'll see that on the IB Raw.
You're gonna see how you're stressing and we just kind of
stressing
there, like,
out.
Literally just like sweating. I don't know what to do.
Sweating. We just and this is actually perfect because this is what we had planned for our closing moment. We would just talk about what it's been like today.
Kind of reviewing, yeah.
So just so if you're watching at home or if you can tell by the lack of wires tingling, you can tell that Ashley put her mic down for the first time this whole time. Because when we played it back, all you could hear was the wire just flipping around and hitting the stuff. So I'm sorry for that, but listen, we started around like 3 p.m., current time, 7:36 p.m.
Yeah.
And if you've been wondering why we've been laughing every time we say something or at the questions that we just had in the last segment, it's because we've had to say these things like 5 times today.
It's your second recording, actually.
Second full recording. Okay, and honestly, this can be a great cast reflection. I might just take this clip and put it into cast.
You can do that?
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you can submit videos.
Yeah.
I think let's talk about what it was today.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't feel as stressed, maybe because I wasn't doing anything. Like, it was literally all that year. I don't know how to work that. But I think a part of me knew it was gonna work out somewhere or another.
I was very excited this morning. I was really excited to film. Mm-hmm. I was like, I got so many ideas, blah, blah. But we were worried about the setup. I was worried about setup. Because I didn't know where to put it and make it look good. And then when Ashley got here, we spent like a good hour trying to figure out where to put it. And this is what we landed with. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks pretty good. And then we spent like 2 hours figuring out the mic situation.
Yeah.
Because it was a hot mess. We had to watch videos and it was
a lot of patience and just trial and error.
And then we started recording.
Oh god.
Finally. Yeah. And we recorded an hour and 8 minute run of like the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the audio just stopped because my MacBook like ran out of storage. And
the story of my life, honestly. Ran out of storage.
And then we were like, this is kind of bad. Like, this is kind of bad. And
honestly,
so
we were rambling too much.
We were rambling too much. And we didn't quite know what we wanted for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we had to take a little breather and then regroup. Yeah. Yeah. And then we started with this recording and I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Me too.
I'm satisfied.
I think it was a really good run.
Until at the end of the questions, where a clip of us saying is never gonna be heard because we can't even hear it because it just stopped.
Yeah.
We realized sooner that it stopped rather than last time.
Yeah.
But when we tried playing it back, no audio would play.
I had to Google, like, how
do we, like... And you see that in IB Raw. You see that in IB Raw. But, or maybe you don't. Maybe you won't.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? Why am I promising something I don't know I can deliver? honestly, I've gotten to this point, guys.
Something else
might happen. Yeah. A flashlight fell.
Oh, God. Yes.
So, yeah. It's been a crazy ride, but here we are. It was a learning process. It was definitely a learning process. Yeah. And I think I've learned a lot about this. I think we're ready. We were ready for episode two, which we were supposed to film today. That will be for next time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's been a fun ride, and I hope you guys.
It's been great. It's been great. Yeah. It's been a little stressed, but.
I hope you guys had fun listening to us if you made it this far.
Yeah.
And if not, then I am sorry. We bored you so quickly on.
No, I got it.
But yeah, thank you for listening.
I'm still munching, hold up. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening slash watching the Ivy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are going to whisper into your ears to make ASMR. It seem very ASMR.
Should we tap? Ooh.
Ooh. And this is going to be the last thing you hear. Thank you for watching Ivy Talking. Come back to I don't know when for the next episode, but you will find out in our social media. So please follow Ivy Talking Pod, where you will get all of our latest updates and stuff. So thank you for watching, and thank you for following us on this ride. If you guys have any suggestions or literally any way you can help us be better, DM us, because we need the help. God knows it.
Yeah.
We know it, and now you do. So thank you for watching Ivy Talking. We hope you had fun, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.